Hello.
Hiya, welcome. Another season, number three. No, is
Is
it?
it? I don't know.
Three or
I feel like
four?
it's. It might be. It might be four.
We're 3 years old this year. Does
Three,
that
yeah.
mean it's the fourth season? I can't work it out.
Fourth season. You know,
What a
I don't know.
great start to the show.
Anyway, yeah. All right,
Anna.
let me put my podcasting earphones in.
Go on. I can hear myself. There's a bit of feedback. It's always nice to get a bit of feedback. Speaking of, if you listen on Spotify, give us a little 5-star rating. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. Drop us a follow. Welcome back. It's a new season with me, Sam, and my ever-present podcasting partner, Alex. It's good to be back.
Is it working now?
Yeah, it's working. Yeah, all
There we
good.
go. Great.
How's
We're
that?
back. We're back for our something season. Who knows? The hair's doing a bit of a madness.
Yeah.
But yeah, what a season it was last year.
What a season with a World Cup. It feels like years ago, but
Yeah, it does a bit.
I'm looking forward to being back though in
Do you know what?
new stadium for not new stadium, new manager rather for us down the Swans.
Yeah.
Be good to be back down the stadium.
I'm kind of putting all the Premier League stuff aside at the minute, and I'm just focusing on the Swans. And
Yeah.
I'm not saying an awful lot yet. I don't want to say too much, but I'm quietly confident things could be better than they were.
Right.
And I'm
Well,
not going to
mate.
say anything else other than
That
that.
Swan's getting relegated this
There
year
we are.
then.
We are going to get relegated, but
Yeah. So yeah, I feel all right about it. Got
I
my
don't know.
little
I feel like we've the thing what probably I'm getting a bit carried away with is we're actually it's not people we're signing, it's just the fact we are making signings, which is
yeah,
just
it's
completely
nice,
out of
isn't it? It is
character.
nice.
It's nice to actually be like another team, like just a regular team making signings where we need to make
And
signings.
it doesn't feel so bad when players leave then,
Yeah,
which
that's it doesn't leave a
you
massive
know,
gaping hole in the
no.
squad.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to being back down there. I was I don't know, bought any new retro tops recently or what? I don't, we're starting to collect them, aren't we?
We are, yeah, we are. I haven't bought any new ones. And to be honest, I was looking at a Nigerian one, a
Yeah,
retro
I got one of
Nigerian one.
those. They're nice. They're banging.
Do you? When did you buy it?
Yeah, I got a nice Nigerian one. Vinted.
Oh, I remember. I remember you
Yeah, it's
bought. Yeah, I remember.
banging.
I was
Really
there.
nice.
Yeah. Have you got?
Yeah.
You got yours on now. Actually, you got
Little Wales one, my Ian
the
Rush
old
top.
Ian Rush top.
Yeah,
Yeah.
lovely. Can't go wrong. No, there
I
we
can't
are.
say I bought any more than that, to be honest with
Probably
you.
we probably should have done more prep for this, but I won't lie. But you know,
But there's nothing wrong with talking about football fashion. I
there's
quite like
not.
football
There's not
fashion. Do you know
football
what I'm wondering
fashion.
though? Why
What?
is it though? Why do the shorts get neglected?
Because
Saying
I'm.
that though, retro football shorts were basically Speedos.
Yeah, they were. They were horrific. Like.
There'd be a lot of ballage.
My little tree trunks, or my big
Yeah.
old tree trunks in those.
Well,
That's.
your little tree trunk might
Yeah, you never know. The old, yeah, the old, the root might,
Oh, don't no, don't call it that.
stump.
But
yeah,
anyway,
just.
we got a season full of guests. The first of
Yeah,
which is
he's on his way.
yeah.
On his way. So,
Hopefully, by the time we throw all this together, it would have
yeah.
already been
And
done.
Alex was late anyway.
I
So,
was horrendous here, I gotta be
actually,
honest,
do you know
but
what? I'm going to give you your first yellow card of the season for that.
oh yeah, thank you.
Your
That's a
first yellow
great,
card of the season
well done
for
on
being
that.
late.
So, would you like to walk us through what they are?
Basically, just when Alex makes any outrageous opinions or talks bollocks this year, as he normally does, I'm going to give him a yellow or a red card. So, there we are. You know,
What
that's
I
how it's going to work.
what are the punishments though for the yellow card, presumably?
Well, if you got a red card, you got to sit out the week after.
Weber comes in, does he? Or what?
Yeah, Jordan Webber will come in. Yeah,
Okay.
100%. We'll get one of the guests in to replace you,
There we
100%.
are.
So
Okay.
if you're
I might buy some myself. I might make this a two-way thing. Where'd you buy them from, or?
So I went from Sports Direct. And the best part is
No.
they're actually Sondico.
Are they actually?
Yeah, I got
This is
Sondico cards.
we are not sponsored by Sondigo, although we'd like to be.
Would we?
Well, you gotta start
I think
somewhere,
I'd
don't
rather
you?
have no sponsor than be sponsored by Sondico, to be honest,
There we
mate.
are, Sondigo, if
I
you're listening.
got all them in there. Look, you know, it's a proper referee's book,
Oh, it's
if you
an
know.
actual referee's book,
Yeah, it
is
is.
it?
Yeah. So
What's it got on the front?
nothing.
Oh, it's just a
It's just
all
the
right.
cards. Yeah. So come into a Sunday league pitch near you.
Yeah.
Me.
Send him off.
Yep. To
There
quite
we go.
literally send you off. No. There we are. Should we start a five-a-side team?
No.
If you are, oh, this is a good question. This is a good question. we can start a six-a-side team out of guests from Send Him Off.
Oh, right.
No,
okay.
No realism, right? Because obviously half of them live, you know, across the UK.
Yeah.
Who would you pick?
Right, in goal.
Can we do a draft?
Have we had that many on to do a draft?
We've 100% we've had at least 12 guests, yeah.
Okay.
So, all right, there's five aside. So you're the captain of your side, I'm the captain of my side, right?
So we get four other players, yeah?
No, five. Six aside.
You said five. Okay, fine. Six aside. We get five other players. Yeah. All right, okay. Right.
Okay, I'm going to write these down.
All right, you write them down because I can't remember.
Okay.
And I haven't got paper either. Are you going first or am I?
You can go first.
Right. I'd like to start off with my goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And I know where you're going to go after this.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in picking him, but I'm going to go with my goalkeeper, Justin Morehouse, please.
Morehouse. Nice. Okay.
I know exactly who you're picking.
I don't think you do.
I think I might.
I don't think you do. So, no. Ingles, I don't know why.
But you are starting with the goalkeeper.
But I get goalkeeper vibes, right, of this gentleman. And I'm going to go for Eric Frank.
Oh, really?
But I can imagine him in a pair of gloves.
No, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. I wasn't expecting you to go there, I got to be honest.
Right, so I go next now, I think. So we go.
Yeah, it's only fair, right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We have an up top. Ah, it's only fair we have Johnny Hartson up top.
Okay, right, okay. Well, I'm going to... I see your Johnny Hartson, and I'm going to raise you a Johnny Owen.
Johnny Owen, where's he playing?
I think I'm going to put him in midfield.
Yeah,
I'm going to put Johnny in midfield. I think he could do a job for me in there.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I got a goalkeeper and midfielder, and you've got a goalkeeper and striker.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, I'm going to put in just behind John Hartson, Finn from Have a Word. Finn Kuluvu.
We dropped the Klanger because Finn was a pretty good goalkeeper, actually.
Yeah, he did say, yeah. Didn't he? Yeah.
He did, yeah. We dropped a bit of a Klanger there.
Yeah.
Do you know what, right? I'm
trying to go for youth, I am now.
I'm going for knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for... I think that she, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Amy Clement would do a good job for me at the back. I think I'm gonna chuck Amy as my single defender.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I just feel like the connection between her and Justin would probably work well.
Like one of the flat chat boys might get into my team.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go for youth, you know.
I haven't. Right. Other than Amy, I'd like to point out.
Flipping heck. Yeah, you saved yourself quite well. That could have been curtains for this pod. right, I'm actually going to go through my list of guests. I don't know. Let's have a look. Oh, my midfielder, Ferry Border.
Oh, whoops. How could I forget him?
Oh, my.
Right, okay. Well, do you know what? Pairing up with Johnny Owen in the midfield, I'm going to put Callum from the flat chat. I will go with...
You go for Callum, are you?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
So all I need is a striker now.
All right.
I need to be very intelligent about this.
So you're going Callum. Okay. One more. I need a defender. Okay. Defender. Do you know who I might put in my defense?
Ooh.
Actually, is it too late? Can I go back and change?
Do you know what? Yeah, I'll allow that.
I'm going to put Daimoons in goal.
Okay.
I'm going to put Daimoons in goal. And I'm going to put, as my defender, I think I might go. Because he gives me tall vibes. And actually, we have seen him in person, and he is quite tall. I'm going to put Sean McLaughlin in my defence.
Yeah. So who have you got? What's your team made up of then? You got Ingle.
You got one more to go.
I got one more to go.
One more to go up top.
And do you know what, right? I think I'm going to lay all my cards on the table with this one.
Yep.
I'm going to put all my trust in this man.
Yep.
And I do hope that it pays dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Barnett up top, please.
But dressed as the prize did, yeah.
Yes, yeah, he has to have the wig and the flippers.
Lovely, yeah. Okay. Where are you playing in that side?
Off the bench.
No, it's six aside.
I'll go in the midfield, I think. Yeah. I think I'll be Johnny Owen's replacement, because I think Johnny Owen, as great as he will be, I don't think we're getting a full 60 out of him.
No, you're starting a six aside, Alex. You picked five people, and you are the sixth.
Oh, I'm not the sub?
No.
Oh,
you're
brilliant.
The captain, mate. You've got
Happy
to play.
Days. Go on then. I want to partner Callum in midfield to start with, and then I'll fetch Johnny off. I'll slip off.
No, you
off
don't
then.
Have to fetch Johnny off. It's six aside.
Yeah, I'll go off. I'll fetch Johnny on is what I meant. I'll go off because I there's no way I'm going to be getting.
Yeah, no, you're both playing.
Yeah, but not. No, I'm playing next to Callum in the start. Callum,
well,
me and Callum in midfield.
Then? Mate, do you not understand the concept of six aside?
Two midfielders. I thought, hang on, six aside. I thought you said it was five aside.
Yeah, plus you. A captain.
Yeah,
but
you
can. Is that six?
So it is six aside.
It's six aside, yeah.
No subs.
No.
Okay, well, there we are. I'll start up top then. We'll go 4-2-2. 1-2-2, sorry.
There we are. I'm playing opposite, alongside Sean McLaughlin, I think.
Oh, you're going up top, yeah?
No, and at the back.
Oh, you're going at the back?
Yeah.
All right.
Feisty.
Oh, yeah, a bit of a...
Small
of a
but feisty, I am.
Yeah, you'll be the butcher.
Lisandro Martinez.
You're taller than me.
Taller.
you're taller than me.
He'll do nothing. He'll do nothing. Nothing. No, I am, but small in stature. Meek. Yeah, we'll go for meek.
Meek in presence.
Unsuspecting.
Unsuspecting.
Yeah. I quite like that. Little five aside. Six aside.
There we go. Six aside, five aside, six aside, if you want to,
I feel like my team is shat all over yours. I won't lie.
I think you're underestimating Lee Barnett.
I've got Charlton Heston and Ferry Board at my team. How have you forgotten the only two ex-pros we've had on the show?
I remember John Heston, but I thought Johnny Owen, I think, might come clutch.
I mean, technically, could have had Lee Trundle, because we have interviewed him.
We haven't, yeah.
And
doesn't count.
Nah, he hasn't been on the pod.
Yeah,
itself.
He hasn't been on, yeah.
So if you're listening, Lee, you're not, but come on,
You're not, but...
We've spoken to Ferry. And Jordan Weber. No?
Also,
we did a quiz over the summer. That was nice.
Yeah, we did as well. Yeah, we did do a quiz.
Yeah, it was good. It was a nice
little
quiz.
If you are around, the Swansea or surrounding areas, we are thinking about doing another one at a later date.
Soon.
If you're watching this on YouTube, my eyes are absolutely appalling. I'm so sorry at the minute. But yeah, we will be doing one between September to November, perhaps, at some point between then.
Probably, yeah. We're looking at those.
So that's what we're hoping for.
It was a really good night, actually. We raised...
It was a great night.
200.
Yeah, we did. We raised a lot of money for charity, and we are hoping to raise even more next time. And we're hoping to fill the place the way
we
did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was pretty full last time, to be fair, but we can cram a few extra.
We could probably sit a few more in.
So, yeah, drop us a follow on socials, we'll be there for that. We had Eric do a round. Good old Eric.
He did, yeah.
He's been demoted from my team. Sorry, Eric. but yeah, no, that was a good night, wasn't it? It was good.
It was a very good night. I really enjoyed it, but hopefully it'll be even better next time.
There we are. Yeah, sorted. Right, well, sit tight. We've got a guest coming your way. And
hope you enjoy that as well.
Absolutely. I wish a quick break. Oh, I need to say ship break now. Quick break.
By
accident.
Well.
Yeah, you can. It's up to you what you do with your time.
You go and do what you want.
Yeah, sit tight. Just wash your hands. Hello, welcome back. Part two, this is. Because we've recorded a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah,
already.
Oops, sorry.
We did. Part two. And we've got a guest with us. It's exciting.
Here we go.
Yeah. We've got producer.
You will have seen the
DJ.
Promo. First of all, watch the promo first, because we're proud of that. We have, put a lot of effort in. Sam, go on, do your thing.
Yeah, well, we've got producer, DJ, Love Island Hall of Famer, and...
I thought you were going to call him a Love Island hottie then, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know.
I was like, hey, listen, you know,
I'll take it. Listen.
Your build is our bombshell to open the series. And a member of Blazing Squad, who we actually saw you in.
Yeah, we did. We saw you when you came to
Nice. You played a couple of weeks ago.
And I'm not going to lie.
Oh, really?
I fangirled like no one's business. I was there like, it's Blazing Squad.
Yeah, it was great. We loved it. How are you, Marcel? Anyway, thank you for joining us.
I'm not too bad. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys, ready to catch up and talk all things football, isn't it?
Yeah, all things football. Yeah, football, it's nice. Yeah. It's nice sometimes. Just we love it. It's like, nice. We have people on. Like we've had a couple of ex-pros on, but the main sort of pool of our guests are comedians and people. Well, people like you, really, Marcel. So, it's lovely to see people talking about football who you don't normally see talking about football, because we get some stories on here that you just, like you would never hear otherwise. So, Arsenal fan, Marcel?
Big Arsenal fan. Since I was a kid, since I was like 3 years old, I've been an Arsenal fan. It's been a hard time being an Arsenal fan, but I feel like we're finally on the cusp.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about it, though. Talk to me a little bit about it, because last season, obviously, you had the season you had. How do you feel about this season? Because me and Sam, we just spoke about it, actually, and I don't know. I'm not quite sure where things are going to go for Arsenal this year.
Do you know what? I feel like last season, because last season was such like it was such a big season for us. Like it was. I think it was the season when we kind of like re-announced ourselves back into the mix, because for a long time people looked at Arsenal like, oh yeah, like Europa League team, probably battling for top five, top six. But now, like, I think everyone's kind of like taking notice of us again.
Because
I grew up in an era when it was Arsenal and Man United. Those were the two teams. Like those were the only teams who really mattered in that period of time. And for some reason, both of us, Arsenal and Man United, both just like fell to the wayside. Man City came through. Obviously, you got Saudi money. Like there's Man City, like Chelsea. Obviously, they had the Russian oligarch money. Like Liverpool, they had Klopp. Like it was like we were just falling behind for so long. And I think last season kind of like brought us back to the fold. So I think this season now, I'm confident. I feel like we could win the league. Obviously, City just won the treble. They're probably not going to be as up for it as they would be. Usually, they've just done it all. Obviously, it's City, so they can turn it on when they want to turn it on. Last season, they focused so much on the Champions League. They were messing about in the league, and then they were like, should we win the league as well? And then they just turned it on.
Literally, it got to about February, and they went,
know what I mean?
Doing, just got them all.
Let's win that as well. And literally, it was like, as an Arsenal fan, to be holding it for 240-something days, like to be top of the league, and be like, oh my God, guys, it's happening.
See, me and Sam, we were playing pool at the time. What game was it? It was Arsenal against
Southampton.
It was the Southampton game.
The one
where
they were 3-0 down or sort of 2-0 down, something like that, wasn't it?
And was it Thomas Partey right at the end had that chance or whatever happened? But I think that for me was the game in your season last year. That was the difference. If that had gone your way, I think you probably would have gone on to win it. But
yeah, I think
the margins.
It's all in the margins. There was. I think there was like two or three games when we were 2-0 up, and the other team came back to draw. And like I think it was three draws we had. We had three draws on the bounce from like, well, we was losing to Southampton, but then it was West Ham and Liverpool. And both of those games, if we had won both of those games, how we should have, because we were 2-0 up in both of them games, and we just let it slip. When that started happening, it was the momentum just started going. The players started losing their heads.
Yeah.
And I think there wasn't. We didn't have enough players to say, "All right, cool. You need to have a rest. Like take a week off." We were playing the same team every game, and it was just like I think it just got a bit too much for them towards the end of it. They couldn't really handle it.
Yeah. Right. Well, Let's take a trip.
I love how excited you. He's so enthusiastic. I love this.
I love talking about Arsenal.
We can tell.
You're on the right podcast because we're gonna find out exactly where you've been with Arsenal. With a little trip down memory lane. This is welcome to what football means to me, Marcel. This is your life, but with football.
Football.
Yeah. Nice. So we'll start with some quickfire questions, I think. So we'll do something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. So we'll start with something old. So your favorite retired player.
My favorite retired player
doesn't have to be Arsenal. Yeah. Doesn't have to be Arsenal at all.
No, it most probably will be Arsenal. It
probably will be, but you know, it doesn't have to be.
Ian Wright. Ian Wright was the player that made me become an Arsenal fan. Obviously, really? Thierry Henry's retired as well. So there's a lot of Arsenal legends. I hold Arsenal legends.
They got a special place.
Yeah, they got a special place in my heart, and I feel like Ian Wright was the player that made me become an Arsenal fan. 100% made me become an Arsenal fan. Like, I think he made a lot of like kids around my generation.
Yeah,
Arsenal fans, because of his character, because of the goals he was scoring, he was just something. He was something else. You know what I mean? But Thierry Henry for the golden era of
Arsenal, was liquid. He was just liquid.
He was a phenomenon. Like, he was literally like knowing that we had the best player in the league. At one point, like, our team had the best player in the it was probably the best player in the world at one point. Like everyone loved Thierry Henry, and everyone loves Thierry Henry. He's Thierry Henry's most like strikers and attackers' favorite player. Do you know what I mean? Because of the things that he used to do when he was in his prime. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a pick between those two.
If you have to pick one,
out of interest, because obviously you're mixing in some celeb circles, have you met either
Ian Wright? So,
here we go. Right, okay.
So, guys. So,
strap in for this one.
So, Ian Wright. I used to see Ian like so before Love Island and all that kind of stuff. After the Blazing Squad, I used to see Ian Wright riding around London on his motorbike. Yeah, and I was like, he's so cool, man. He's literally so cool. Like, it's unreal. It's unreal. And then, like, about I think it was last year, I got invited to go down to like. Because Ian Wright's got a podcast himself, and he invited me down to like a big thing for the launch of the new season or whatever it was, and I went down. So everyone was queuing to take a picture of him, whatever it is, and I went down there, and he's gone. I told you not to invite him. I told you not to invite the good looking ones, and I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, come here. He gave me a cuddle. Yeah, he gave me a cuddle. That moment, yeah,
your Ian life Wright peaked.
Giving me a hug and knowing who I was, yeah, literally, it literally made my day. It literally, like, it was unreal. Like, I grew up loving this man, innit? Like, and
were you just like holding him, just like, my life has like led up to this. Like, I've been Love Island, I've done this, I've done that.
Do you know? I'll send you the pictures.
Please do.
Like,
please do.
Because literally, when he hugged me, I was like, oh my god. So like he was like a surrogate father to me in that moment. Like, you know what I mean? It was crazy.
Right. So that's something else.
That's amazing.
We'll go something new now.
Something new.
So your favorite current.
Again, doesn't have to be Arsenal, but.
But there's no way that I could do you know what? Obviously, our new team is crazy. Bukayo Saka is a new phenomenon. He's got the potential to do a lot. Martinelli is absolutely, like, I think Martinelli is going to probably be better than Saka is. I think Martinelli's ceiling is higher than Saka's, yeah. I think Martinelli's just going to, like, he's just going to get into his role, because the thing is, Martinelli was our top scorer last season, but no one talks about it. Yeah, no one even said.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone says, "Oh, Saka, Odegaard." Yeah, because they're doing it. They're doing it all the time. But Martinelli is like he's just always on job. He's been on job since he came. Like he came in as a, I think he was like I think we signed him when he was like 18 or 19. He came in and banged 4 goals in his first 3 games or something like that. It's ridiculous. But then he got injured, fell off a little bit. But he's kind of come back to his.
He played at the World Cup, didn't he? He did play at the World Cup.
Brazil. Yeah. Actually, no. He played in the Olympics. I think they won the Olympics. And I think he might have made it into the Brazilian team, but I don't think he played as much.
I want to say he was one of the youngest Brazil call-ups ever.
He was in the squad. He was in the squad, but I don't think he played ahead of the other guys that were there. I think he was like making substitute appearances for them.
Yeah. So you got Martinelli.
I'm going to say Martinelli. Yeah.
Okay.
I read that. So, something borrowed. Your favorite ever loan player. This has got to be Arsenal.
My favorite ever loaned player.
Hmm.
You could have Thierry Henry again. Didn't he come back on loan?
He did come back on loan. And he scored. Did he score against Hull, I want to say?
Yeah, it was something like that, wasn't it? He played against us. He definitely played against Swansea.
Mm.
He scored in the FA Cup. I remember scoring in the FA Cup.
That was the goal, yeah.
But do you know what? Because I've already said him, I don't think I can say him again. I've got to say another loaned player. Who have we loaned?
I can't think of many players Arsenal have loaned, to be honest with you.
Him, we loaned Strom.
don't bring that name up. I remember us loaning Ben Ayoun. I remember us loaning...
Oh my gosh, I forgot about him. You loaned him.
Yossi Ben Ayoun is a quiz answer now.
Yeah,
it's crazy. We also loaned Julio Batista. Like, we loaned him.
The wrestler?
No. That's Dave Batista.
Dave, right.
That's Dave. Julio Batista came on. He played for us in the Champions League, and I'm pretty sure he scored a goal against Barcelona.
Frimpong on loan? Did he come back on loan? Manuel Frimpong?
No, I think he went out on loan about four times.
I think he went out on loan a lot.
Yeah, but that might have been it.
Do you know what? I can't think of any of our loan players. Who have we loaned? There was definitely some good loans that we had.
Cedric.
Bruv. What are you talking about? Nah. Do you know what? Just to wrap it up, I feel like I'm gonna say Ian Wright is my favorite old player. Thierry is my favourite player.
Nice.
Let's do that.
No, that's fair enough.
And then we'll go something blue to finish. So the player you were the most sad to see leave Arsenal.
All right. So this is going to be like against... this is... A lot of people are going to be like, what, really? But Robin Van Persie going to Manchester United...
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I cried. Robin Van Persie was... At one point, Robin Van Persie was my favorite Arsenal player ever. Like he carried us for like two or three seasons, just scoring the goals by himself. Like he came. There was one season when he was injured for the whole first half of the season. Came back and scored 30 goals, and he was just doing it by himself. Like anytime he got the ball, he'd turn, and you know if it was on his left peg, going straight.
He was going in, doing something.
There was the goals when he was when Song was chipping the balls over and he was hitting them first time, just pinging them in. Like I was like, this is ridiculous. Like this guy is too good.
He was lethal in front of goal. He was lethal,
literally. And then he wrote a letter to us and was like, "I asked them to sign players. I asked them to do this. I asked them to do that. They said they didn't want to do it. So I'm going to Man United." And I was like, "What? Like
that's how it is, though. Yeah, that's how it is.
This is crazy. He went to Man United, scored 30 goals, and won the league." Yeah. Literally heartbroken. Blue.
Blue.
Right. Okay. We'll get into the
These are the big ones now, right? I'll go first. Marcel, what is your earliest footballing memory? It doesn't have to be watching, it could be playing, it could be anything that involves a football.
My earliest footballing memory would be being at my cousin Nathan's house, and Nathan's nan lived on the end of a set of like houses, innit? So she had the big wall on the side of her house.
Okay.
And we used to play Wembley. So like I'm Arsenal, you're Tottenham, everything. Like everyone's trying to score goals. You're playing with tennis balls. It's ridiculous. But that is literally my earliest memory of football and actually loving football. I wasn't that good when I was young. I'm all right now, but when I was young, my cousin Nathan was like he's the person who got me into football, and he's the person who kind of like got me into supporting Arsenal. So yeah, big up Nathan.
Big up Nathan.
And a goal on, and a goal on the side of the house.
Everybody had sort of a similar, like, it was either like somebody's like garden wall or like pull a few dustbins in, or you know, with our case, it was like you put a few like jumpers or bags down on the field, like across from our house. Everybody had the same kind of thing, but these stories, they never get like, I don't know, I never get sick of them.
No, because it's just that natural thing of being kids, like, and like everyone's playing in the street, and then you're hearing car. And then everyone's
When
someone used to like smack a ball and you said the car and you used to run away.
Yeah, literally.
Thing is, there was always that moment like your heart would be like they'd wallop it and your heart was in your mouth thinking, oh, don't do it, whoomp, and it would hit the car.
Yeah.
Rockets straight behind your legs or something.
The alarm going off and you're off like,
no way, sacrifice the ball, we're out here.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, as an Arsenal fan, I know you said it's been hard at times, but what's been the biggest high of your time as an Arsenal fan?
The biggest high of my time as an Arsenal fan? Do you know, all right, so obviously, like, the Invincibles is a massive feat. Yeah. It's a massive feat. But the great, I feel like the most euphoric I've ever felt as an Arsenal fan in my adult years would be when we won the first FA Cup after, like, 10 years. Like, I remember me me and Sam, so in the Blazing squad now, there's four of us that do shows. Two of us are Arsenal fans, two of them are Spurs fans, innit?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so the car journeys are crazy. And we had a gig on the same day as the FA Cup final, yeah? So me and Sam we're probably in my room or his room, and we're in the room watching the FA Cup final. And like the other boys, like they've gone out because they don't want to be near us because they know if we win it, we're gonna go crazy. And literally, I think it was the game. Was Hull the first one? I think it might have been Hull when Aaron Ramsey scored the goal in the last minute or whatever it was. And literally, I literally lost my mind. It's the most euphoric I've ever felt. Me and Sam were jumping on the bed. They won a cup because everyone and their mum used to like literally be like, Arsenal, they ain't won nothing. The Invincibles, yeah, how long ago was that? And then to actually have a cup, the FA Cup, like it meant so much to me to actually win something again.
That's good. I rate that. That's a great high, actually, because you can see what it meant. You can see what it meant. But from the high, what you can see this is coming. What is the lowest point as an Arsenal fan?
All right, so I think the beginning of the end was the beginning of the end of Arsene Wenger's era. Like, I think the demise of Arsene Wenger was probably my biggest low as an Arsenal fan because he was so up there. He was so up there. It was him, Alex Ferguson, was so up there. And then to see over the years him just, like, gradually go down. But it was the Champions League final against Barcelona.
Yeah.
That was the tipping point because we got the new stadium. Yeah, like it's like new stadium, it's gonna be crazy. Yeah. And then all we had to do, like we got like obviously Lehmann got sent off, so we got our Mooney in goal. That already is ruined. That's ruined the game. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You've handicapped us way too early. We was 1-0 up and you handicapped us like that. It's crazy. Like it's nuts. Like you didn't want us to win. So the Champions League final, because that's the only Champions League final we've ever got to, yeah? And it's a Champions League final that everyone expected us to win because Thierry Henry was there, like, our team was ridiculous. Mm. And we lost. And then from that point, it's like we never recovered. Yeah, we was in the Champions League, like, every season, whatever it was, but we was in it, but we weren't competing. Thierry Henry left, like, all the...
His last game for Arsenal in the Champions League? And then he then went to Barcelona that summer. Or was it the summer after? I can't remember.
No, I think it was. I think it was that summer. He left and went for them. Because I remember there's one shot of him when it's a corner. We're losing. It's a corner. He goes to take the corner and he like crouches down by the ball. And I'm like, and I'm just thinking to himself, he's thinking to himself.
Yeah,
this is it. This is it. And I was like, that was the demise of it. And then just watching it slowly just turn into like.
It was a slow death, wasn't it? It was a bit of a slow death for the triumphant Arsenal.
Yeah, he could have. I feel like Arsene Wenger could have left a lot earlier than he did, and I think the longer he waited, the more he saw the fans turning on him. He saw the fan base start hating it, like turning on each other, Wenger out.
Quick question for you regarding Wenger in, Wenger out. I don't know how seriously we need to take AFTV. We see them online and you're in there. Where do you stand on how they behave towards Arsene Wenger, and how much did that reflect on the actual fan? Because I'm very aware that, you know, AFTV doesn't reflect the Arsenal fan base, but how much did it, you know, was there any sort of truth in it?
And do you know what? Like, I do actually know a lot of the people off of AFTV, but I feel like at one point, watching AFTV for me was literally like watching people say how I was feeling. Like, because
it was a lot of truth in it then.
I feel like there was a lot of truth in some of the things that were being said, but then I feel like there was obviously like a lot of, there was a lot of people going on there just to say,
I feel football content online there's an element of theatre with it. Now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't get the views unless you're a little bit outrageous and outspoken. The way I saw it though is like you mentioned, like Ferguson and Wenger. Like Ferguson left exactly when he should have left.
Yeah,
exactly when he should have left, and Wenger didn't. And it's a shame really, because I feel like with time now we look at Wenger and we're starting to see it's been what, like, how long since he's been on? Six years ish?
Yeah, probably about 6 years, I think.
Maybe even a bit longer. And I feel like the time has passed and we can now say, right, the legacy is still there. When he first left, it was a bit like, you know what? I don't know if his legacy's there. He was an invincible, but has he ruined it? But I feel like the fact they've now gone on to do
to recover from it,
and recover is like, okay, we can go back and we can say, you know, he changed the game. He changed, I'd argue that he changed English football more than Ferguson.
Oh, no, 100%. I think him coming in and bringing the kind of like the attitude and the kind of like philosophy that he had to the game made Ferguson change his philosophy to the game. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think whereas Ferguson was like Manchester United is always going to be the biggest team in England. Do you know what I mean? They're always going to be the biggest team in England, no matter like what Man City do or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, they will always be Man United.
Yeah.
But I feel like those two's rivalry was so necessary to like kind of drive the English game forward, because like Wenger bringing in all the French players and bringing in all these different guys, you look like they were like, he's building a team of just international stars. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that was that, like, he kind of brought that in, and then a lot of other teams started like
doing the same sort of thing. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think I do 100% agree that like Wenger, he had the opportunity. I think there was a lot of times when he could have just been like, do you know what? Like, I feel like I've done enough for the club. But I think he wanted to get that one more win in it. And I think the 10 years of not winning anything in that period of time, it was like everyone was turning on him. Like that's when AFTV first came about, because it was like it was a drought. Like, do you know what I mean? Arsenal fans weren't used to having such a drought. No, do you know what I mean? No. We weren't used to it. So then to actually experience it, obviously it was making the fans who had seen Arsenal in their greatness then see them turn into this team who didn't have money to buy players, like everyone else was spending crazy money, and we were like buying like Squillaci and buying like Senderos and we're getting all of these names, and it's like, all right, Wenger can transform these players, but it's like back in the day when he could transform a player, he lost the ability to do that.
Yeah.
So like when he was buying players, he was thinking, oh, like give him a season, he'll be firing. Jovinio, Shamak, like all of these names, Shamak, do you know what I mean? Like all of these names, and you're like, what is he doing? Like, why is he buying these guys? Like, there's other players there. Like, I think
Squillaci's tickled. I'm sorry, just tickled me.
Is possibly the worst purchase we've ever made. 100%. Possibly the worst purchase we've ever made. I remember thinking, we've signed this guy, like we sold Van Persie and we brought in Squillaci and Giroud. Do you know what I mean? But Giroud, I do rate Giroud. Like Giroud did do a lot for us. He did do a lot for us. But
great signing. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I feel like Wenger definitely stayed around for a little bit too long. He's got a statue now. But I think I think Arsenal and Arsene Wenger had to have a little period of not seeing each other. It was like a messy breakup.
We're gonna have a break from each other.
Then they came back and they were like, you know what, we're gonna give you a statue because we do appreciate all the stuff you've done for us. And Arsenal fans do appreciate it. AFTV people do appreciate it, no matter how much they was in or out, everyone appreciates what Arsene Wenger done for Arsenal. Mm.
Best away day you've been on? Do you go on many away days?
One of my favorite questions.
All right, so best away game, like, do you know what? I've been to a lot of away games at West Ham and Chelsea, but Chelsea, every time I went to an away game, we lost. So the best away game I'd probably say I've been to would be, it was us against West Ham, and I think we won 2-0. I think Ozil scored on the day. But I whenever I go to West Ham, because one of my friends is like he's the vice chairman of the West Ham women's team, innit? Like, so I get like to go in the box and like meet all the players. Right, yeah. But that being said, I'm lying. I totally forgot. When I first came off Love Island, they were like, yeah, Marcel's here. They let me go down onto the pitch, yeah. And like
get out.
The players were there training. Giroud's massive as well. Like, I thought I was tall, but Giroud just walked past me. He's a giant. But
where's this? Was this in Upton Park or in the London Stadium?
The London Stadium.
Right, okay.
So like I got to be down, I've seen all the players warming up and all that kind of stuff. I felt like this is what it's about. But I've never been able to do that since
going. You've done it.
I've done it once, you know.
That is a pretty good away day, I gotta say.
On the pitch, like
I was on the pitch. It was crazy.
I feel like this next question is pretty redundant, but what is on your football bucket list?
My football bucket list.
Yeah, what's left to do other than, you know, maybe train with Messi, you know, warm up with him. I don't know.
No, do you know? I think the only thing that I would actually have on my football bucket list, well, obviously I'm too old for it now, but my son could play for Arsenal.
Yeah.
I could get him in. Do you think you could? Do you think you could get him in?
Marcel, I want to know, would you ever do Soccer Aid?
Do you know what? I would do Soccer Aid, but I don't think they'd want me on the team. Do you know? Like, obviously, I play like a little bit on a Sunday, but like I don't think my levels. I've seen a couple of the guys. I've seen Kem. Kem is scoring screamers on Soccer Aid.
He's a real footballer.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really. I'm not bad at life. You know what I mean? I'm a defender. Like,
are you centre half or a fullback?
So I used to play fullback because I was very pacey. I was very, very pacey. But as the years have gone on, the knees have not taken to it. I'm more of a centre back now. Our whole position, win the ball, dribble it out of our half.
You're not sort of tuck your shirt in, knees all the way up, knee socks all the way up. You're a bit of a silky centre half. You're not root one.
I literally get told off all the time, Marsh, you're being too rough. I'm like, boys, we're men, innit? Like, take the tackle, ride the challenge. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say I'm like a William Saliba. I can get physical, but at the same time, I can play the ball up a little bit.
Nice. I love this.
Oh, I'd love to see you on Soccer Aid. That'd be great. We haven't had a guest yet who's played in Soccer Aid.
I'm gonna start recording the Sunday games and send it over to ITV.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, make it like. Yeah, exactly.
Mate, showreel.
Marcel, just tweet them. Tweet them.
You've dealt with ITV before. They know who you are.
Just tweet them. I'd love to do Soccer Aid. That's like the dream. Like,
yeah,
get famous enough to do Soccer Aid. And then
you can do it. You can Why not? Why not? Like,
yeah. my lungs, I don't think they're going to work, to be honest with you. I think I need to do a bit more cardio first.
I'd rather not hyperventilate on national television.
Yeah,
in the name of charity.
The first game back to playing on Sundays, and I was literally I was on for 5 minutes. Got like I was like, rolling off. Came off. The following game, I had to have a Red Bull to like, give me some energy to make me go through. Maybe I was gonna have a heart attack. So like, yeah, you've got to find a balance. Cardio, go to the gym innit, just get your heart.
Yeah,
pumping.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're back in the gym, Al. Well, I am. I'm back in the gym. We're gymming together now, Marcel. Mm.
Nice. I need to get back in the gym. The dad bod is taken out.
No, don't give me that. I saw you in Neath, right? You were looking fine. You were looking absolutely fine. Don't even go there.
The arms are great. It's the derby underneath, mate. It's the tummy down below.
Alex, if you don't stop flirting with the desk, I'll give you another book in, right?
Yeah.
Send him off.
He's already on one yellow card.
I'm on a yellow as it is. Yeah.
Right. Who it's or what? Question. Yeah, it is. Who or what is your football guilty pleasure? And then who or what on the flip side? You could say flip reverse.
Okay, nice. I see what you've done there.
Yeah. Would you then put in football room 101?
Okay. All right. So my football guilty pleasure. I don't think it's really a guilty pleasure, but I feel like Ronaldinho, yeah, I can watch Ronaldinho videos of him just doing tricks on people forever, but I don't think that's a guilty pleasure. I've got a little flex.
There's a video on YouTube and I commented on it and I've got the most likes on that YouTube video for my. I know you've been in
like,
Blazers squad and
just clarify. Just clarify.
I am a big deal
of Ronaldinho.
Yeah, a video. No.
All right.
Yeah, what? it's all for
wait,
Ronaldinho.
Wait, what? That video of Ronaldinho.
I think you know which one I'm talking about. You can go and check it later. You go check that later. Yeah. You thought you were the big deal. Sorry to burst that bubble.
Oh my god! Right.
Fair enough.
Ronaldinho. I'll allow that.
Yeah, I will as well.
I'll allow it
because he was in that team when he beat you in the Champions League final.
Yeah.
I'll allow it on that basis.
I'll allow it on the basis that I've spent hours watching those videos of time that I could be doing something useful and I'm not guilty about it.
Yeah, I should be in university.
Do you know what? I've also got another one. I'm an Arsenal fan. But I cannot deny the fact that Harry Kane is a phenomenal striker. I should hate him because he always scores against Arsenal, but he is literally that good.
Is he going to break the record?
Well, the all-time Premiership, it all depends. I'm praying that he goes to Bayern Munich.
I think it's going that way.
But if he stays, he's basically committing career suicide because not career suicide, but he's never going to win anything at Spurs. You know what I mean?
If he stays,
he's never gonna actually win anything. It's all great being the all-time goal scorer, but what trophies have you got, mate?
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah, spot on. Room 101, what are you getting rid of? Get rid of one thing from the game.
One thing from the game.
Could
it'd
be anything.
It'd probably be Spurs.
Fair enough. That was straight to the point. There we go.
Lovely.
Right. What does the game? This is a very broad question, and it's our the one that brings the tone.
We tick a box with sensitivity on this one.
Okay.
What does the game mean to you?
Do you know what? I'm gonna get deep now.
Give us a profound answer, Marcel, please. A very profound answer.
I'll give you a yellow card if it's not profound.
Football to me, yeah, it's like it's semi like church. It's semi like religion because you put your faith and your belief into a team of people, a team of men or a team of women, and everything in you wants this group of people to succeed. You go to the stadium, you sing songs for them, you give them their own individual songs, When they lose, you lose. When they win, you win. And the moment you see your team do something great, like the moment you see your team go for a season and they're the best team in that league, or they go for a tournament and they're the best team in that tournament, it's literally, it's the greatest feeling you could possibly have, bar a few other things, which I'm not going to mention. But literally, it's not even just like, it's not even just, because there's kids who play football. There's adults who play football. There's professional footballers. There's amateur footballers. But they all love the game. And they all love the game because they all get that same feeling that I was just talking about. If they win or if they lose. There's nations. It brings the whole world together. The World Cup is a tournament that brings the world together. Obviously, there's other things that do the same thing, but there's nothing that does it like football, because the World Cup brings the best footballers from all around. Imagine, you know, when you're watching films and you're like, it's like, oh my God, they're putting a team together. It's like the Avengers. You know when they're putting the Avengers together?
Like, that was Wales at the World Cup. That was what it was like for us.
Exactly. Imagine, each country has like their GOAT player. Each country, like there's Gareth Bale for Wales. There's Harry Kane for England. There's flipping Ronaldo for Portugal. Messi for Argentina. Mbappe for France. Like, this is like, yo, I wonder what these guys are going to do in this game. Like, because you've got players that you're looking at going like, this is crazy. This guy shouldn't be allowed to play against these guys. But each country has their guy. Do you know what I mean? It's like each country has their Avenger to go out there and just like that create whatever they want to do. Do you know what I mean? They have stars. And I think being able to like watch that stuff and making the whole world tune in to watch those games, it's what football is. It brings everything together just for the moments.
Perfect.
Wow. So profound.
I almost got up and give you a standing ovation. I'm not gonna lie.
Hang on. I'm gonna put in some applause.
I think we want like a slow clap.
Yeah.
What I think you should do is get some of his copyright free music, like some epic stuff.
And then
build it slowly as I'm talking.
And just you would have already, if you're listening, you would have already heard that music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. I really hope you enjoyed that.
No,
I hope you're all crying as well. That was a super bad thing, I gotta say.
International tournaments are mental, though. Like,
yeah.
I genuinely don't think I've, as a Welshman, seen anything unite the English people more than the World Cup or even the Euros when you made the final. I don't think I've ever seen anything unite the English nation. Maybe when Holly and Phil skipped the queue to see the Queen.
Everyone was angry with that.
For wrong reasons. But just international tournaments, like, they don't happen very often for us. It's happened 3 times in our lifetime, luckily, for us.
That's still good, though.
It's great, you know.
Obviously, I support England, but having Jamaica be in a World Cup once was amazing for me.
Do you know what? I'm half Romanian, and I can remember Romania qualifying for the 2008 Euros. I thought, wow, that's quite special. I haven't seen them since. But you know, it's not a point, is it? They were there.
No, exactly.
It's something. They got there, innit?
Yeah. But no, I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. And yeah, I was nearly moved to tears. I really was.
Beautiful. Lovely. And the music over the top of it makes it. It was better.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that really made it for me.
So just a question looking ahead to the season now. I know you said you think Arsenal could win the Premier League. I want you to put your neck on the block now, Marcel. Who is going to win the Premier League?
All right.
So, head versus heart, this is really, you know.
Head versus heart.
Let's be fair.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I actually... I'm saying this honestly.
I know.
I feel like Arsenal are going to win the league this season. A lot of people will still doubt it. We've done a lot last season, but we have actually strengthened the team a lot.
I said this to Alex earlier.
During Timber...
I think Arsenal have had one of the best windows, and I think City didn't necessarily need to strengthen. but Arsenal have really, really well.
But also, if you actually look at City's team, yeah, I know they got Haaland, yeah, I know they got De Bruyne, but they've actually weakened their team. They've actually taken Gundogan, who was literally, he was the guy that's popping up scoring all of their goals from midfield. He's gone. Mahrez, their backup right wing, he's gone. City haven't bought anyone yet, but
they brought in Kovacic, haven't they? I think.
Oh yeah,
Kovacic. Yeah.
But do you feel like Kovacic is going to do what Gundogan done?
I don't think he's the same player, but with my thinking around City, Guardiola's, he's not a stupid man, is he? He's a very, very bright man with a very, very good footballing brain. And I think there's obviously reasons for why he got rid of Gundogan. There's reasons he got rid of Cancelo. There's reasons he got rid of Mahrez. And I don't know what goes on behind the dressing room, because I think he's very keen to keep a very sort of tight-knit like group of players. And he doesn't like too many players. He doesn't like too little players, because he likes to keep rotating his team all the time. So I do think Kovacic was a good move for City. I think it was a big, big loss for Chelsea. I think City haven't gained as much as Chelsea have lost in that move.
I agree with that. If that makes any 100%.
Sense. 100%. Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm going to stick my neck out on the line, I'm going to say it's going to be probably another City Champions of England, I'm afraid.
Wow.
Shall I book him, Marcel? Shall I book him?
Yeah, go on.
Send him off. Second yellow,
and he misses next week.
Marcel, I'm out.
You can present next week with me, Alex. Alex is suspended. No, we got one more question.
Oh, yeah, on, right. Alex. So, to finish us all off, out of all the memories you have, from kicking a tennis ball at a wall to, you know, training Olivier Giroud before his game, what has been your absolute favourite as a football fan?
Other than coming out and send him off.
Yeah.
This was up there. This was definitely up there. But I feel, do you know what? It's hard. It's so hard because all of my memories are so different. But I feel like potentially it might be the first FA Cup win. I think that might potentially be the because that's literally the most euphoric I've ever felt watching a football game. I feel like it was that level of we finally done something again, and like I think that was a great feeling.
Yeah, I love that. Do you know what? I'm going to say that's your number one for now until your son makes his debut for Arsenal. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or you get the soccer aid call up.
Yeah, either or, really. It's one or the other.
Let's manifest that.
Let's do it. Marcel, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been, I've loved this. What a way to kick the season off. Do you want to tell people where they can find you on social media and the like?
So if you need to find me on social media because you want to hear me talk about Arsenal more passionately, you can find me at Marcel_RockyB on Instagram. That's the same on my TikTok. And yeah, that's me, guys. Come find me.
Go find him. There we go.
Well, that's us. First episode.
That was
wicked, season.
Guys, man.
Not bad. Well, thank you guys for listening. You can find us on Twitter or X.
X.
As it's called now.
Yeah.
Instagram at Send Him Off Pod on Twitter or X at Send Him Off Podcast on Instagram. If you're listening on Spotify, leave us a nice little comment. Give us a 5-star review. If you're listening on Amazon,
even if you hate
Apple,
us, just
yeah,
you
please
know,
just do, you know,
like it anyway.
Just be nice. If you're listening on YouTube, give us a subscribe and leave a nice comment. So yeah, we'll catch you next week. We're not sure what's planned just yet, but we're in full flow for the season. So all the best. Have a good week. Cheers.
Take care.